Who owns the story of your life? You do, of course, but then your story does intersect with the life stories of others, doesn't it? Your family, your children, your friends. So if you decide to write a book or a play about your life, and you include the stories of those other people, haven't you strayed into telling their story, or at least a piece of it? Do you own those stories, or do they? And what if your view of things isn't the same as those other people? What if, in fact, what you believe to be true about your life isn't? What if the whole story you grew up believing is actually only a slice of a much bigger pie, much of it hidden from you all those years you grew up thinking you knew your own story, thinking you held the right opinions about it, had the right to tell it the way you saw it? That is a heapin' helpin' of questions for any one play. And at times, John Robin Bates's Other Desert Cities strains beneath the weight of it all. The 2012 Pulitzer winner, largely because of the weight of those questions, has suddenly become the most popular new play in America, with theater companies large and small lining up for their chance to bring it to life. Later this year, not one but two companies in Sonoma County will be staging the play at the same time, less than 15 miles from each other, and you can be sure that other productions are coming soon. First out of the gate, though, in the North Bay is the Ross Valley Players in Marin County. Though deeply flawed and unevenly acted, the power of the play is impossible to deny. And if you don't want to wait till November, when Mainstage West and Pegasus Theater tackle the show, this troubled but still frequently engrossing production is worth a look, if only to see what all the fuss is about. Brooke Wyeth is a novelist, and she's a mess. After stints in a mental institution and a lifetime of suicidal tendencies, she's broken a years-long case of writer's block by producing a memoir. In it, she tells her version of the story of her family, her rich Republican parents with deep Hollywood connections, they were once personal friends of the Reagans, and her infamous older brother, who in the 60s was linked to a U.S. terrorist bombing, after which he killed himself. Brooke blames her parents for not doing more to save him, and the imminent publication of her memoir threatens to excavate plenty of old wounds, old questions, and old secrets. Caught in the middle are Brooke's younger brother Trip and her unstable on-the-wagon Aunt Silda. Over the course of a very rocky Christmas Eve in Palm Springs, this deeply troubled family will take turns reading the book and basically coming apart at the seams. There will be plenty of drinking and lots of yelling. Too much yelling, actually. Here's the thing that director Phoebe Moyer lost a grip on. People who yell are instantly unsympathetic, even when they are in the right. As an audience, it's hard to side with Brooke, Tripp, and Silda because they often obscure their own positions by arguing them so loudly, while the actors playing the parents, who in some productions would be the villains of the piece, are so even and measured you can't help but feel a little sorry for them. Which, of course, is part of the playwright's intention to have us switch sides throughout the play. But the most powerful moments are when the kids just talk, quietly, intimately, beautifully. That's when Ross Valley Players production of Other Desert Cities shows why everyone wants to tell this story. Because some stories, some secrets, whoever it is who owns them, are just better when they are shared softly, face to face, in a whisper. Other Desert Cities runs through June 15th at Ross Valley Players, rossvalleyplayers.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.